this. I just love the skin-tight organization, playing, arrangement, and lyric in that tune. That's what's his name there? Brad Marino. And Hey Girl. You're on the Edge. It's Alternative Bump Music Friday. Thank you for swinging on by. I was last night chatting with a pal of mine on the phone. It was Alma X. We were texting, and Alma, if you're listening over, I was telling you about how great Culver's is. Culver's is a great burger joint, right? What time was it? I want to say maybe 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. And I was raving about Culver's burgers, and they're good. So, and she said, I'll have to get you, what is it, In-N-Out burger. Yeah, we don't have those here. I want that. But anyway, I went to Culver's after. I had the most nightmarish experience I've had at a burger joint, and I don't know how long. It was just a what do they call it, a symphony of errors or whatever. Anyway, the kid, first of all, that was 12 years old that took my order, I could just tell he didn't know what he was doing. He had no idea. So I ordered a double cheeseburger with Swiss, bacon, and grilled onions. And I said, give me a small order of fries and a small order of onion rings. So they bring it to your table, right? I was going to get it to go with it. I'll eat it here. So he brings it to the table, and he's got lettuce and tomato on a burger that has no cheese on it. And I said, that's not my order. And I said, he left out the fries and the onion rings. He had no idea what was going on. You could tell he's just so. Then he says, let me take your order on my phone. I said, okay. So I read the whole order back to him. He goes away. 15 minutes later, he comes back. He's got he had no bacon on it, and I think he still had tomato and lettuce. I said, that's not my order. Go back and get it right. Well, the manager comes over. She's apologizing profusely. She got the order right. But I said, you know, that kid, he doesn't know what he's doing. It's obvious he's not skilled on any level. She said, I know. We can't get anybody to work here that knows what's going on. I get it. I totally get it. But, man, America is falling apart, Jack. Totally falling apart. I probably just got the one bad guy. Yeah. Seemed like a very nice young man, but not that I give a damn one way or the other about him and his life. But when you're on the job, you're on the frickin' job. If you can't do the job, get out. You shouldn't be there in the first place. Don't have sympathy on these people. But I also understand that the employers are 100% strapped over a barrel by this because they can't find help. And X says, In-Out burgers get two thumbs up. Well, two thumbs down, really? Everything I've heard, they're outstanding. You know who else has fabulous burgers? Is Smash Burgers in Texas. Now, they're throughout other southern states as well, but Smash Burgers run really cool. Oh, man, it's like otherworldly. It's like they're the Melania Trump of hamburgers, if you can imagine that. Really good stuff. I think it's time for me to quit fooling around here and making myself hungry, wondering what the hell am I going to do when I get out of here tonight. I ain't going back to Culver's, that's for sure. Let's see. Yeah, it's time for me to say, you're on the Edge, it's Alternative Bump Music Friday.
Now I'd hate to love someone. Lord, when they don't love you. Now I'd hate to love someone. Lord, when they don't love you. Trouble, they'll use your soul, and when they're finished, they'll leave you in the cold. That's why it hurts when you love someone that don't love you. Now I give you all my loving. And all my time. I give you all my love. And all my money. And all my time. She made me weep. And she made me moan. And she made me leave. Why it hurts
that don't love you. Now I'm learning my lesson, and I ain't gonna fall in love no more. Good. I done everything, Lord, in this world I could. That's why it hurts to love someone that don't love.